Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. Yes, this is Sandy and Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I'm laughing because Charlie never told me there'd be math on the radio. We're sitting here getting a lesson on timing. So I know I'm sort of pitiful about that, but I have got a great board up here. Patrick, thank you very much for trying to keep me on schedule. He just rolls his eyes. He's like, oh my gosh, will she ever learn?
You mentioned timing. I think that's very important into, you know, your yard.
Yes, it sure is. Oh, great segue. Here, you have the micro. Take the microphone. I'm off duty now.
No, the timing is very important.
You're right. You're right. And this is the great time. We've heard, I think Mary Nelson likes to coin it the second spring because we have to remind people this is a great time to plant. We're not saying that because we own nurseries. We're saying that because your roots want to be planted now.
Well, I think it's a great time to work in your yard because it's cooler.
Oh, it is. It so is. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, take this advice and it's really – your plants will be happier if you get them in the ground now. And you had mentioned planting. Like, lots of people are investing in trees. I mean, that's a great investment for your yard.
And replacing.
I had to replace one. Yeah, one that I'm sorry to say that I, you know, I wasn't paying attention. So I'm going out to go find a tree. Tell me, first of all, I find the tree. I get the great advice from you guys when I go to Home Show Garden Pro. How do I plant this tree?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's very important, right tree, right place.
Okay. Right. Exactly.
To know, you know, light conditions. Do you want, you know, a shade tree? Do you want deciduous? Do you want evergreen? So I think you need to look at all these things.
And ask size.
The question. And size.
You know, like the whole crepe myrtle thing.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's like, but I want it to stay 10 foot tall. Well, don't plant one that gets 25 foot tall.
Right.
Plant
one
that gets, there's a whole world of crepe myrtles out there,
And you can ask those questions here.
Yeah.
At 281-833-3333. But, so we choose the tree that we want, and then planting. How are we doing on planting?
Well, I always recommend, you know, probably 2 to 4 inches above grade.
And that's going to scare some people because it's going to look like, wait a minute.
Well, they're going to be really scared if they plant it low.
Okay, and kill it.
And kill
it.
It's like a slow suffocation.
Right.
Yeah.
That's torture.
Yeah.
Tree torture.
Tree torture. We don't do that here on this show. So
just passed. Yeah.
So we planted high, but the hole.
Right.
At the break, you were describing how some people dig a hole and try and squish it in there. That's
well,
not the thing.
Kind of the rule is twice as wide as the root ball.
So twice?
So if you have a 2 foot root ball, I'd go 4 feet wide.
Okay.
And then, you know, leave it 2 to 4 inches above grade.
Okay.
And, you know, save your soil. I always try to put the soil back in the bucket. And then you use that and then mix it in like with your compost or your garden mix or whatever you're using.
Yeah, so don't throw out your native soil.
Right.
You incorporate it.
Right.
Because it's good to have some clay because that'll help hold the moisture. You just don't want solid clay. Right.
And clay is super nutrient dense. Yeah. You just have to get the good compost in there to
balance.
Break it down.
Yeah. We're circling back to balance.
Everything's a balancing
act. All right. Yeah. Well, good. Well, we have got Joseph on the line. Good morning, Joseph. What do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
Well, it's really, I want to say thanks.
Aw.
I have the best neighbor probably in the world.
Oh, is this neighbor Joe?
I have the best.
Joe.
Oh, I recognize a voice.
Yes. And I just wanted to say, Sherry, I don't know if you told them how you saved my yard.
Oh. She saved it.
I didn't brag about it.
Well, I want.
So you're Sherry's neighbor?
Yeah.
Wow, you live next to a celebrity.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
And I feel so honored.
Oh, so what did she do to your yard?
Sherry, can you explain to them?
Well, we face north, right?
Okay, your front yard.
And Joe wasn't there when the neighborhood was established, and I moved in when the neighborhood was established.
Okay.
And when I moved in, I said, "Do not put those two oak trees in my front yard."
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't get that opportunity, right. So he's got two huge live oaks in his front yard.
Pretty.
And a tiny front yard we have. And so he had major soil compaction.
Oh, yeah.
Battling shade. Mm-hmm. So he had his trees lifted up a few times, but mm-hmm. the grass wasn't regrown. So I went in with Humates Plus, mm-hmm. leaf mold compost,
yes,
liquid seaweed, and then I plugged in the Palmetto St. Augustine.
Oh. Mm.
And he's got grass.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry. I just wanted you to tell everybody.
You're so sweet.
So great.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for calling. And thanks for listening.
That is so.
All righty. Every Saturday.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, we'll see you around, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. That's great. Now, Palmetto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me about Palmetto.
Yeah.
It's a shade-loving variety.
All right. So, really, we get calls a lot about growing grass under trees, so that's a great plug to use.
Yeah, and, you know, my motive for helping Joe was a little selfish, too.
Well, yeah, you wanted to be
pretty. I needed a test yard.
Oh, how fun.
Your R&D.
Yeah. So, of course, and I wanted to help a neighbor, but I needed to, you know, there's so many people are like, no, you can't grow grass under these trees. And you can. You just have to be able to remove all the other stresses, and the stresses were compaction, shade, water competition. So I loosened the soil, dealt with the compaction.
With the humates
and the seaweed.
Yeah, see, I'm learning.
And the compost.
Okay.
And then I put a desirable form of St. Augustine in there. And you can. His grass is lush and thick, and it's coming in really nice. There's one little problem area that's the shadiest of them all. Uh-huh. But, you know, other people would have said, well, get rid of the grass. You can't grow grass under those trees. And I'm sorry, but you can.
Yeah.
Now, so all of his front yard is palmetto?
No, I just plugged throughout. Yeah. Okay. So it's blended well with the regular St. Augustine. I mean, it is a St. Augustine.
Oh, okay.
And it's blended well. It's growing, you know, it'll grow in the full sun.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And I don't like to do, and I don't know about you, Isaac, but I don't like to do sod in a compacted, shady area. So you can get palmetto in a sod form.
Yeah.
But I prefer the plugs because it's hard when they harvest that sod.
Right.
They're cutting that root, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're putting it on compacted soil.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for that to take. So I prefer the plugs for that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's a balance. You needed an R&D place, and he needed
I'm constantly looking for places to try things.
Well, I should have you come over then.
Yeah. Right? If you only lived next door. Right. I am that person. I just get, like, so busy that – and I don't have time to check on it, but I turn into my driveway every day.
Yeah.
So I get to check on his every day.
No, one thing that I recommend under the trees, and I think we've talked about this before, is I try to minimize the grass – under trees because they're competing with the trees for water, nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's under the canopy or, you know, underneath the tree, I try to remove that. And you want to do a technique called air spading.
What's that?
You can do air or you can also do water just with like a nozzle on your hose. You want to try to break up that clay or break up the soil without disturbing the roots, minimizing the disturbing of the roots.
Right.
So you want to break that up, and then you can go back with the compost. But underneath the tree, the canopy of the tree, you want that to be, you know, compost, mulch.
Right, and not high up onto the trunk.
Right. Yeah.
Just sort of spread it. And, you know, I had noticed as your oak trees grow, you know, you'll go and you'll see this tiny little mulch area around this huge oak tree.
Yeah.
And that's a great opportunity to kind of spread out the base of it.
Yeah. In Joe's yard, if he didn't have grass, his whole yard is a canopy.
Wow.
So he would have zero grass.
Right.
Well, his electricity bill should be great.
He's got nice little beds around, decent size that we can maintain his root flare.
How fun.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, good job.
Well, thanks.
Sherry, that was very sweet. Thanks for calling.
My whole goal in life is to just, if somebody says you can't do something.
Ooh, yeah. Let's challenge.
Always been my motivation.
Let's challenge Sherry. Yes. Yeah. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and give us a call to challenge both Isaac and Sherry at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will talk to you after this.
Ah, where is that?
Meet Jane. Jane is frustrated and stressed because Jane is wildly disorganized. In comes Shelf Genie.
There you are. That was easy. Thanks, Shelf Genie.
Shelf Genie makes your life easier one glide out shelf at a time. A design consultant comes to your home, assesses your needs, and goes over options to make your daily routine as seamless as possible. Be like Jane. Make good choices. Book a free design consultation with Shelf Genie today. ShelfGenie.com/Houston.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And another item that I love to have on my shelf, and I had a friend actually from the office was in my garage at one point, and she says, oh my gosh, you have the most colorful garden shelf.
I know. It looks like a retail shelf in a garden center.
It does. So the reason is because Nelson Plant Foods is a go-to product. It needs to be on your shelf. You need to have several or something on there as a go-to, because there's always something that needs a little extra love.
And the first, I've been using these products for 26, 27 years now. My first go-to for pretty much all of my pansies and violet, all the stuff we're planting now, is Color Star, because it has the bone and the blood meal in it. And used to, back in the day, you would buy a little thing of plant food, a little bag of bone meal, a little bag of blood meal, and you would have to put everything out. And it's messy and it's stinky, but they've put it all together in one container called Color Star.
Yes.
It's got the little blue granules, so you can kind of see where you're putting it. Fabulous, fabulous product. Slow release granular fertilizers made locally in Belleville.
Yes.
By Dean and Julie Nelson. They started it 40 years ago. They just had their 40th birthday.
Yeah, we just heard about their anniversary.
Yeah, really, really exciting. So I've known him for forever, and just making really high quality products with everything you need. So for instance, if you're feeding your roses, get their rose food. Everything is adjusted and adapted for what roses need here in the Gulf Coast
area. And you know what? Sometimes we forget about our indoor plants. I mean, they definitely need to be fed, because they are contained and they're inside. And they have an indoor plant food.
Yeah, they have a whole Nutristar line for species specific. So indoor, palm, plumeria, azalea, hibiscus, you name it, citrus. Yeah. I mean, fabulous, fabulous line of products. And then his Turf Star line, that's the newest. So he's been dealing with turf forever, but more on a large scale. Well, he has his homeowners products, and right now Carbaload is where it needs to be. It's a 10-10-20, and that's going to act kind of like, let's say, it's going to insulate the roots and get them ready for winter.
Okay.
So you have all the good carbohydrate stores. So
nice.
So it's a great product, and it has the pre-emergent in it. This week would be great to put it out. With the temperatures dropping, we're going to have different weed seeds germinating. So we want to get it out before the weed seeds germinate.
Okay.
So it's all about soil temperature.
Right.
So we want to get it out soon. So for more information, Oh, sorry, Isaac.
No, I was just going to say the Color Star, they have a Color Star Plus that has a fungicide in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always like to put that down.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Because we talked about, you know, funguses before, because mm-hmm. that could be very prevalent this
great point
this season.
Yeah, Nelson Plant Food.
Yeah, so for more information, go to nelsonplantfood.com or go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yes, and make your garden shelf colorful, too.
And most of the Home Show nurseries refill the containers.
So that's right.
Look into that too, because then you can save the container.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I always, you know, have some of my go tos: the Color Star, and then the turf I put out the week before. So,
yeah.
Very good idea. Thank you very much. And you can give us a call at Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got Sal on the line. Good morning, Sal.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pick up a lot of good stuff. I have an issue with weeds for the past 2 years on my lawn.
Okay.
And I got a pretty good sized lawn. And, mostly the stuff I've been trying is Bonus S. And for the past 2 years, it's just not doing the trick. What I was thinking of doing, because there's these type of weeds that that penetrate and kill the St. Augustine grass, and it's like a crab grass. I pull it out; it comes out pretty easy, especially when the lawn is wet.
Mm.
But there's that and a bunch of other types of weeds. So I'm thinking of tilling the portion of the lawn that's predominantly dominated by those weeds. But what I'm afraid of is if I till, are the root systems still going to be there? Is the seeds from the weed still going to be there? Is it going to come back? When I till, do I need to rake up what I've tilled, or how would I do that?
Okay.
What are your thoughts, Isaac?
Well, I have several thoughts. One thing with tilling is you could make it worse because you're going to disturb the soil. And the first thing that you're going to get is weeds when you disturb that soil.
Okay.
Because that's kind of Mother Nature's Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we talk a lot about soil.
Yes.
Okay. So what he's been using on it in the past has not worked.
Yeah.
So what can we kind of move him towards?
Well, a lot of the weeds that, I mean, I can't see it, but it sounds like it's broadleaf weeds.
He said grassy.
Does he have grassy?
Yeah, he said
if it's a crabgrass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I would always recommend, you know, the aerating, putting down humates, trying to, because your weeds are indicators. They're symptoms of, you know, issues, whether it be deficiencies, but there's issues definitely going on in your soil. And so those are symptoms and indicators.
So we want to make that soil healthier so the St. Augustine can
thrive
and kind of take over the weeds.
And I always say St. Augustine's the biggest weed we grow.
Okay.
And if a weed is able to come into it, we've got to figure out what the stress is, like Isaac was saying.
All right.
And so if you can kind of backtrack and go, well, when did this weed start becoming a problem?
Right.
And try to pinpoint, well, was it a weather event? Was it construction? Was it something?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it just overuse of that Bonus S product?
Right.
Because the atrazine can build up toxic levels over time.
Ah.
One thing I would say right now that you should do is put a pre-emergent down to break that seed cycle while we're trying to do process of elimination to figure out what's the stress.
What pre-emergent?
Yeah.
Well, he could do the Carbaload. He could do Barricade. It's the same active ingredient.
Okay.
So is there a way that you can send pictures of this area to the Home Show Garden Pros? Yeah, I think that would be great.
I'll do that.
Yeah, it'd be great to put our eyes on it.
Right.
And overall, not just up close. We want to identify the weed, of course, so that would be up close. But overall, stand back, let us see your whole yard. And let's see if we can figure out what's the stress that occurred that let this weed compete with your St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. Is there there's something going on, or because the St. Augustine, you know, my backyard was pretty much sodded with crabgrass years ago, and I never used a weed killer.
Right.
What I did is made sure I did everything to eliminate stresses and promote that St. Augustine.
Yeah, and a lot introducing or reintroducing microbes.
Yes.
That'll help.
Yeah. And so leaf mold compost maybe.
Yeah. But I think we got to, you know, kind of look at it. And,
I'll send you some photos. I appreciate that because you're going to save me a lot of money from having a rent
Yeah, did you say that was
build the dirt? Yeah.
Did this start? You said about 2 years ago.
started about 2 years ago, but, you know, I've owned the property 20 years, and I've never, you know, I've always had weeds, but the bonuses always did the trick. But I think maybe the overdoing of the bonuses, you know, is maybe the answer.
And timing. Timing of it. It could have done some burning, but, that's – and sometimes the bonuses, it doesn't do damage right when you put it down, or even a month after you put it down. It could be 6 months after
over time.
It down.
So homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's a big orange button that says Ask a Pro, and you can send the picture there. It'll take you just a second. It will ask you if you're a robot, but it's pretty fast. So homeshowgardenpros.com.
Okay, awesome.
I look forward to your response.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll watch
appreciate the call.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we can do some research with you after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Be dependable. That was Dad's golden rule.
Bert Jr. from KISS Generators.
Being dependable is why KISS Generators installs Kohler generators, delivering emergency power on demand for homes, buildings, and hospitals for over 100 years. Whenever power goes out, your KISS generator will restore security systems, lights, comfort, and communications in 10 seconds or less. Choose from full home or load sharing systems custom designed for your budget. It's hurricane season. Don't be caught with your power down. Choose dependable. Choose KISS Generators. KISSGenerators.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticide solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, the sport of gardening. We like to play in the soil. Well, it's more fun to say you like to play in the dirt, but I can't say that in front of Isaac because he's like, Sandy, it's not dirt, it's soil.
Well,
it's alive and well.
Hopefully it's soil.
Hopefully it's alive and well. And we do get some calls where we're dealing with dirt. And you're right. You know, I mean, we can help you fix your dirt. And change it into soil, right?
Absolutely.
Magical. Well, we have got, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can send us pictures of issues or questions you have. And you can also kind of call at the same time and do the same thing. And we can look at those pictures. So we've got Leo who sent in a picture, but he's got a couple of questions here for you guys. Mm-hmm. He's talking about some bushes that were hit in the summer. And he wants to know if they are dead or not. Should I pull them out or should I replant them until the spring? Now, he says he's got the bushes on this picture, but it was just grass on the picture.
Yeah, so let's go to his grass question.
Yeah, let's go to the grass question.
So he's got large brown spots.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas where the grass is gone and it's mostly just soil and weeds is there. What is the recommended treatment. You saw the picture, Isaac.
Yeah.
So brown areas. Of course, we had an awful summer.
Right. Well, first of all, I would probably rake that, try to get, you know, all the dead grass out of there, get the thatch out of there, and then, you know, kind of the 1-2 punch, I'd, you know, recommend aeration, mm-hmm. get some humate, some compost, mm-hmm. maybe a liquid fertilizer, and then you could go back if you have complete dead areas, go back with some sod.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty.
So, yeah, and I think that aeration is key.
Yes.
Because there's a reason why that died.
Right.
It just wasn't either getting sprinkler water this summer. He might not have a sprinkler.
Right.
But that aeration and compost soft dressing is going to help hold on to some moisture.
Yeah. Right. So why the humates? That's a MicroLife product. Why, when we see this picture of this dead area, so why are we putting the humates down?
Well, it's important to understand what humates are. Humates are concentrated compost.
Ah, okay. I can feel that. I know because when you get in the bag of that Humates Plus, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very crumbly.
So it's
black.
A concentrated compost. You put that out and it's mostly carbon. So carbon is nature's sponge. And so that's going to hold moisture. And it also has minerals and nutrients.
Okay, perfect.
And the MicroLife Humates Plus has
the microbes.
The microbes in it, yeah. All right. You're inoculating too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria.
Okay, all right. Well, I love to tell the story about the Humates Plus that I used when I had the leak in the front yard. Mm-hmm. And they dug it up and, you know, they fix the leak and they leave this pile of clay there because I live in a very clayey area. And I tried to at least level it out. Oh, my goodness. It was like cement. You know, when the clay dries, it is just unbelievable. And I remember Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, before I kind of got involved in any of this, he's like, Sandy, put down the Humates Plus before they come and bring you your sod because they'll just throw it on top of the clay.
Yeah.
And it has been, I mean, the first 2 years I did that, it was the prettiest part of my yard.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool that it was magical.
Well, what's nice is they also, MicroLife also has a Humate Plus liquid.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, I mean, I'd recommend, you know, both. Because the granules are going to last longer, the liquid's going to be quicker.
Okay, depending on what your issue may be.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What is going on in your lawn and your garden, your potted plants, your veggie gardens? Give us a call, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
I keep forgetting it's Halloween week.
I know already.
Yes.
It's just crazy. I just can't believe it.
I don't have the little ones that dress up anymore. Right. So,
but we have new little ones across the street. I can't wait to see all the costumes. That'll be fun. And before I forget, you may call us. We would love to chat with you.
With all your spooky questions.
Yeah. It doesn't scare Isaac and Sherry. Nothing scares them at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. How about this? I dare you to scare them with a lawn question. Lawn and gardening question. There's the challenge. Sherry likes a challenge. So I can't believe it's the end of October.
It's crazy.
I mean, there we go. Have a safe Halloween, though. Everybody be careful out there. Now, at the break, we were talking about potted plants. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about, you know, how we correctly take care of those potted plants. Mm-hmm. But we also have talked a lot about lawns. I mean, we that is just one of the big questions. And don't feel bad about calling us about lawn
everybody
questions.
Everybody has a lawn. I mean, most everybody has a lawn. Most everyone, so that's a very common thing to talk about.
And it's a big presentation you have out in the front of your house and in the back of your house. And taking care of it is super important.
Well, it's super important for your property values.
Yeah,
right.
I am sorry. I love a beautiful green lawn.
I know.
One thing that's helped me maintain that beautiful green lawn over these years is my ability to remineralize. Mm-hmm. And Azomite has made this extremely easy to do.
Right.
They have this amazing product that you can put in a spreader and just put out. It's a spreadable remineralizer. And after this very stressful summer we've had, we've really got to kind of pamper our soils and our plants to try to boost their immune system to get them over the stress. It's you know, our plants are just like us. We've got to take extra vitamin C and zinc so we don't get a cold in the in the shorter day months. Same thing with our plants. And so Azomite just has got everything you need from A to Z mineral wise. And it's safe for all your plants and your people. We're going to have kids running through the yards. You don't want to put like lots of chemicals out, especially right before, you know, this time when everybody's going to be running through the grass. But it's micronutrients in the soil to improve your root system. It's going to soften your soils and boost its immune response so we can get over things like brown patch easier. And get the grass recovered. You've had a great experience with the recovery.
And it was so easy to spread. I mean, you gave me a bag and I was like, oh, perfect. I will spread this out on this patch of lawn, a side lawn that mainly the dogs use. So it does kind of get abused by them. And then there was a part where the sprinkler wasn't reaching it. And I thought, okay, well, when I get back from this trip, I'll just have to put sod down. I mean, I had already resigned to that.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, fine. I'll put down Azomite. Good time of year to use it right now. Let's do it right now. I literally came back in a week and there were sprigs of green where
it's already recovering.
Yes. I mean, the green was coming up and I thought, I cannot believe it.
And don't limit it to your lawn. I mean, it's
anything
with roots. So your trees, they need a little extra love.
Yeah.
Your vegetables, you're growing vegetables so you can have healthy, more mineral rich foods.
Right
from your yard. Azomite should be added as well. It's not a plant food. It is amendment. It's like it's just like you still have to eat food and you take vitamins. This is going to be like the vitamin.
Remineralizer.
You got
That's why, Azomite. So look for Azomite. Super easy to use on everything.
On everything. Sherry said. Everything with roots.
Yeah. It's all alive and growing. So it's a great product, and I have seen the results with my own eyes.
Yeah. So for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yes. Azomite.
What's kind of interesting about the Azomite and the Humate, a little biased.
Yeah.
They both come from Utah like me.
Yes.
Aww.
All good things come from Utah.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's interesting that Azomite is actually from volcano.
Really?
Oh, interesting. And you know what I noticed, like, on my travels this summer? You know, I've been to Italy this past year, and then I've been to Costa Rica. And everywhere that has just this beautiful, lush plant life, usually there's a volcano around. Something to it.
Good point.
So... Yeah. You know, it really changes the soil structure when you have that high mineral content. And so if you can just start kind of mimicking what happens in volcanic areas, in volcanic soils. Hawaii, look at that. They have volcanoes.
Oh, my gosh,
they've got beautiful plant life.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, putting those minerals are going to help. They're going to help with flavor. They're going to help with colors, smells. All kinds of stuff.
All of that. And that's a great point you bring up. I know it's second nature to you guys, but remineralizing versus feeding. We have to do both.
You have to do
just
both.
Like we have to do both.
Right.
We
have still to eat. You take your vitamin C, but you still have to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
just part of the nutrient package.
Right. And Sherry and Isaac can help you with that at 281-833-3333. And we were talking about potted plants a few minutes ago. And I was telling you at the break what I would, you know, I had put some new soil in my potted plants. So what are some mistakes people are making with their potted plants? Because they have them inside and outside.
Well, I see a lot of overwatering and I also see, you know, underwatering.
Yeah.
And I see they're buying cheap dirt and right. putting it in a pot.
Yeah.
And you need to have a good potting soil.
Right.
Yeah. I think that right. is one thing that, yeah. that a lot of people do because they're thinking, oh, soils are so expensive.
Yeah.
And I want this really fancy plant. So right. they put the cheap dirt in.
Yeah. You're spending all this money on a plant
you
and a beautiful
it
pot.
Spend right. on the soil.
Yeah. Right.
Save the money on the plant.
Or they plant it and forget about it.
Yeah.
They don't, you know,
oops.
Take care of it. Don't feed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is a matter of opinion we were talking about. You know, people will always ask, well, what do I put in the bottom of the pot? Isaac, what are your thoughts?
No. Good soil.
Yeah, all the way to the bottom, right? Yeah, yeah. A&M did a big study on this.
Whoop.
You know, because people are like, but soil's so expensive, and that's a really big pot. Well, the further you have good soil, the further your roots are going to go.
Right.
They're going to seek out water. It's going to be easier on you to keep it watered.
Yeah.
And if you put a lot of big, bulky things in the bottom of your pot,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have really fast drainage.
Right.
And if you put a lot of dense gravel in the bottom of your pot, you're going to have slow drainage. And so putting things in the bottom of the pot
is not
always the best way to go. You know, and Isaac was saying he saw a YouTube video of them putting pool noodles in the bottom. And I don't know. Jury's still out. I guess I'd have to try it.
Yeah.
But I would think that would kind of rush drainage unless it was a really big pot.
Yeah.
Maybe take up some room. So just because you see it on the internet.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's right.
Sherry has a thing for misinformation.
Oh, there's a
she
and there's people in our area putting bad information out on a daily.
Yeah.
And getting tons of followers and
but not our Home Show Garden
of,
Pros.
No, and tons of comments and you just gotta be careful because just because you say it on the video doesn't mean it's right.
Except for our videos, of course. So our Home Show Garden Pro videos. And our Home Show Garden Pros don't give you misinformation. And you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Let's talk about your October mystery in your lawn and garden after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
This is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I was nosing through a garage sale the other day when nestled up against the foundation of this person's house was a giant fire ant bed. Within seconds, I was on that mound pumping chemicals into their dirt hut and laughing like a hyena as I watched those little boogers die. Sometimes I wish I could shrink myself down to their size and fight them mano to mano and make it fair. Then I usually perish that thought and go back to killing them by the millions. If you have fire ant or any other pest issues at your home or office, call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 and let us come stomp a mud hole in your pest problems.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry and Isaac. Isaac and Sherry are taking your calls and your questions. Isaac is our Home Show Garden Pro from Spring Gardens Nursery, a great location to go and visit and purchase whatever you need for your lawn and your garden and your tree planting, shrub planting. Spring Gardens Nursery up in Klein. Speaking of trees, you heard earlier that Sherry did some videos with Ed Dolphin from Woodlands Tree Experts, and he is our arborist here on the show. And Woodlands Tree Expert, you really need a doctor for your trees.
Yeah, we go to the doctor for us.
Yes, right. Yes. And there are all sorts of – it's amazing because Ed can walk up and he can sort of see in the future.
Yeah.
You know, he can look at your lawn and your trees and how they're working together.
Yeah, because trees – take a while to present a problem.
Yeah. Right.
And so if they're having a problem now, it was from something that happened.
Right. It didn't just happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's just a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very accessible. He gives us his phone number.
His
cell phone was ringing off the hook whenever.
Oh, my gosh.
But his phone number, 713-703-2701.
Right.
You know, your trees are your most important thing to increase your property value.
That is a big investment.
That and a beautiful green lawn.
Right.
But your trees are going to be your most important thing. Mm-hmm. And he can see things that have happened in the past that you can fix before it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And it just, you really need to get trained eyes on your tree every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like we go for a checkup. Mm-hmm. It's great to hire Ed to come out from Woodlands Tree Experts to come and take a gander at your trees so that we can feed them and take care of them before there's a problem. Yeah. Or if there is a problem, maybe we can catch it early. Because don't just believe your landscaper or a neighbor who says, oh, yeah, we need to cut it down. No. Let's just wait and ask
him. And what I love about him, too, is he'll tell you, look, we can do this. We can recover it. It'll be fine. Yeah. Or, you know what? Let's cut our losses start over, you know, and he can do soil fertilization, or he'll talk about soil and fertilization issues, insect problems, planting, pruning, and removal.
Right.
And, you know, if he's a tree doctor, he can plant a tree really good.
Yes.
Like, he'll know everything that needs to be done.
Exactly.
Because I think a lot of times that's when the problems start, is the day the tree was planted.
Yeah.
So it wasn't planted correctly, or it was root bound, or, you know, so you really need to have somebody like Ed in your yard to help you with your trees.
Woodland Tree Experts. And I'm going to plug Sherry's videos. They did some great videos.
I can't wait to see them.
I know. On homeshowgardenpros.com, if you want to learn anything about trees, it was amazing. I mean, it just is sweet little videos and just great education. And you'll get to know Ed and enjoy him. So thank you, Ed. And we have got Felton on the line. Good morning. What do you have for Sherry and Isaac?
Hi, good morning. I was trying to get some more information about that Nelson's Plant Food, the Turf Star Carboload.
Okay. Yeah. You've come to the right place.
What you want to know?
I know you guys were saying about it being a winterizer. I've used the winterizer before in the past. This year, unfortunately, I did not use it before, and I haven't had an issue this bad with weeds and just everything going on with the lawn. So I'm trying to give my lawn as much of a chance to come back next year as I can. I know you guys said this one had a pre-emergent. I know that's very important to have for the lawn. So I guess just trying to fill in the blanks on everything that this product has that others might not.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So Nelson Plant Food.
Well, it's, like we said before, it's a 10-10-20, and it's got a pre-emergent. The three numbers are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And going into the fall and winter, you want a higher potassium number, and it has the pre-emergent in it. If you're going to put that out, you know, I'd recommend that you aerate and then you put that out so it improves, you know, the water, air filtration, and so that fertilizer can get down in the soil to the roots where it needs to get.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you have weeds right now?
Yeah, currently I do.
Yeah.
They're still thriving, holding on. So I know this week is going to get a little bit colder. I know you guys are saying, you know, this might be the good time to go ahead and do that.
So the weed preventer that's in it is only going to keep the new weed seeds from germinating.
Right.
So it's not going to do anything to the ones that are up right now. But I would still put it down to prevent the cool weather weeds from germinating, because they usually germinate between 55 and 65 degrees soil temperature. That's not air temperature. So our soils take a little longer to cool off. So I would go ahead and put it out, but don't put it out with the expectation it's going to kill those weeds, right? Because it does no killing qualities.
Right.
But what it's going to do, it's going to build up, like Isaac was saying, that potassium, that last number, is going to act kind of like antifreeze for your roots, so that in the springtime, it's going to have all the carbohydrate stores. So in the springtime, when we start to warm up, the grass will take off and hopefully outcompete the weeds that have remained there.
So it's a process. We don't like the going out and killing something.
Yeah, and I'd rather have green weeds over the winter than dirt.
Definitely. And just another last little question about timing, as far as that goes. I mean, you were saying about the 55 to 60. I know this week they're supposed to get colder and have a little bit of rain. Now, is this week like the optimum time, or like if I couldn't do it until 2 weeks from now, would that still be good?
Yeah. Our soil temperatures, like I said, take a while to drop. Right. So we might be air temperature in the upper 30s or 40s, but our soil temperature will probably still be in the low 70s.
Right.
So it's you have time.
Yeah, because it's going to be 88 today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So get it down there.
Just in the next 2 to 3 weeks, go ahead and put it out. You'll be fine.
Okay. So the Nelson Plant Food, the Carvalode.
You bet. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return, but you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll talk with Susie after this.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Tonight is the night. From 5 till 7:30, spooky things will be happening at Nelson's. Show up in your costume, and you will find live music, food in the form of a chili bar and drinks. And trick-or-treating will be available for the kids. Get ready for winter by potting winter annuals in one of our fabulous pots. It could be herbs or edibles or winter annual flowers. Every winter, I pot up a dozen pots of winter flowers to enjoy on a cold, gray day. Winter veggies, herbs, and flowers are tough and don't need to be moved inside in the event of a freeze. So, don't forget, it's tonight, starting at 5:30, a fun night for you and your kids, and even if you don't have kids, and you get to wear your costume twice. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Math and technology. I was not told math and technology were going to be on the show. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're dealing with a picture that Sal sent us in about his grass. But we have got a line of calls here. And good morning, Susie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about y'all?
We are doing great. What do you have for Sherry and Isaac?
Well, I have a quick question about plants in my house.
Okay.
I have a lot of them. And most of them are small in containers, and I water and feed like once a week, and I'm real cautious about how much water I give it.
Good.
And make sure it drains out, but I seem to hardly ever put new leaves on, and a lot of them, I lose the leaf.
House plants. So house plant problems. Mm-hmm. All right.
What you got, Isaac?
Well, it sounds like you probably, do you do any kind of granular or liquid fertilizer on your plants?
I do. My fertilizer is a granule. I mix it with water.
Okay.
It's Miracle Grow is what it is. Okay. I used Rev for a while and decided I would change. But
well, you know what I've heard from Sherry? She's like, you know, we don't like to eat the same thing all the time. Right? You say that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I this is my opinion. Mm. As you're doing weekly water, and like my interior plants, I water maybe monthly.
Yeah.
You want to make them want the water, and I think you're losing leaves because they're just staying too wet, and they're not putting on new growth because they're just in a constant state of stress.
Right.
Oh.
My opinion, okay, without seeing them, just right, from your description. You know, some people get into scheduled watering, like I'm going to water every Friday. That's my routine. Well, indoor plants don't need as much water. They're not transpiring as much. And so if you're watering them every week and they weren't thirsty, then they're just like, oh, gosh.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. And so then they'll put off a leaf because they're trying to save their root system. Right. And they're not putting on new growth because they're trying to save their roots.
So back off maybe on the water a little bit. What about feeding?
Yeah, I think whatever she's using, you know, you're giving it nutrient, but I don't think it's a nutrient issue at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're just kind of in suspended animation because they're just in this constant level of stress.
Well, whenever I do my watering on my indoor plants, I like to just squirt like a little bit of water, like in a spray bottle, or I also like to use ice. I just put like a little bit of ice.
And let it slowly melt.
And just let it slowly melt. And I might do that, you know, every other week.
Yeah. Or... And everybody, you'll find what works best for you. Yeah. I do plant showers about once a month. That's it. Once I see wilted leaves, I'll take all my plants to one area, water them, get the leaves wet, and let them sit in the sink all day.
Mm-hmm. Make them ask for it is what you're saying.
Yeah. And then once it's completely drained out of the bottom, then I'll go put them back where they go. And they don't get water until they tell me again. Let your plants speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's wilted, if I see a wilted leaf, then it's telling me it needs a drink.
Yes, if it wilts. And when you water it, it perks up. Then it was simple thirst. Now, plants are funny that way because they can't talk to you except for with how their leaves are. When their leaves are wilty and you water in it, it doesn't perk up. That means it was too wet. So,
okay. And if it's yellow, that means it's got too much water.
Could be a sign of too much water, but whenever you have these swings in water, you can get yellow leaves. So I am thinking, though, with your weekly watering, it just sounds like too much to me.
And also, I think it's important that you understand what kind of plants you have, what kind of light requirements that could be an issue as well.
Sounds like you've got a lot of them. So it sounds like maybe a little bit of a water issue. And would you recommend changing food or adding a different?
If you want. She's got something. It's food.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't necessarily worry about the food at this point. You've got to figure out the water on it. And where do you live? What part of town are you in?
I'm in Pearland.
Oh, in Pearland. Okay. Yeah, in Pearland, what do you have down there? You need to find a good garden center that you can go talk to people and maybe even take your little babies in there and go, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
I know the Enchanteds are down.
It's not far.
Richmond, Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Right.
Yeah, so find somebody good that you can, you know, kind of get in there. And
Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests are big on indoor plants.
Yeah.
I know Danny's son is a great indoor plant guy.
Yep. You got
it. Well, good. Well, thanks for the call, Susie. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got a line of callers. We will get back with Steve after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
M20628, TACLB 82488E, TECL 30557.
20 years ago, I started Abacus Plumbing with just 5 employees. I had this idea that if we could give customers a true VIP experience, then our customers would take care of us. And boy, did they. Abacus now serves over 40,000 customers a year. So if you have any plumbing need, I hope you call Abacus because you can count on us.
AbacusPlumbing.net.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
And Isaac is in the house from Spring Gardens Nursery. Speaking of my garden shelf, one of my most favorite, MicroLife. Mm-hmm. And Sherry has a date every Friday night with MicroLife.
Yes, unless it's raining.
Unless it's raining, yes. Her date is called Seaweed, Mr. Yes, Seaweed.
Mr. Seaweed.
So MicroLife is an all-organic product. Now, there are times when we have to use other items and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but MicroLife is safe around your pets and your family and your lawn and your garden, and you can't overuse it.
Right.
And those are all the reasons why I love it.
Yeah. And you know, it's made in Houston, too.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. local.
And we love our local small businesses.
Right.
But right now, the problem in yards is going to start to be brown patch. You know, we go from drought to cool weather and some rain, mm-hmm. and our grass is stressed out. So MicroLife has an amazing fall fertilizer mm-hmm. called MicroLife Brown Patch that you can put out. And in that package or in that bag, there's millions of beneficial microbes that are going to help fight off that fungus. Now, let's say you already put your fall fertilizer out and you have brown patch starting. You can go with their MicroGrow, which mm-hmm. is in their MicroLife Brown Patch. Mm-hmm. So that would be like if you develop fungus after you've already fertilized and you're like, I don't need any more fertilizer, but let me put down something to help fight that brown patch. So the MicroGrow and then water it in with the super seaweed. It's like dynamite.
It is.
It will just stop it dead in its track.
Right.
So it's got good beneficial bacteria and fungi to take mm-hmm. care of that fungus naturally. And by using products like this, over time, you can eradicate brown patch.
Yes.
By using chemical treatments, you can't always eradicate it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And that's why I love MicroLife. So there are so many different products to choose from. But right now, we kind of are focusing on that brown patch maybe. Mm-hmm. I always have super seaweed on my shelf, the ocean harvest on mm-hmm. my shelf, because I kind of go back and forth with those. Now, I know Isaac earlier was talking about acid-loving plants. They mm-hmm. also have products for that, mm-hmm. You know, like your azalea. And so MicroLife, locally made. All of our Home Show Garden Pros love MicroLife. You can find them at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So for healthy soils, it's all about the soil, mm-hmm. healthy plants and healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro.
So this weekend,
yes,
I would put down MicroLife Humates Plus, MicroLife Brown Patch, and a bag of Azomite.
Perfect.
There you go.
You've got your combination. Way to go. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. What do you have?
I'm sure you've answered this before. I am new to the show.
Welcome.
But the drought, has killed my entire front yard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The back is coming back a little bit, but the front is just dead grass.
Yep. Let's talk about that again, guys, because this is a problem for many people. Our grass. What can we do with the dead grass?
Yeah.
Well, I would try to remove as much as you can of mm-hmm. the dead.
Okay.
And if you aerate, put down, you know, humates, compost, you could get some life back into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, early spring you can look at replacing. But I think you'll get some activity, you'll get some growth. And then if you need to fill in,
okay,
you can do that in the spring.
Yeah, and another thing you could look at, too, in the backyard where it's completely dead, you're going to have lots of exposed soil. You may put down a turf-type annual ryegrass seed. Mm-hmm. And you could do that from seed if you don't feel like resodding until the springtime.
Right.
But that would be one option as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So nurture it and seed it maybe. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. From seed right now with the soil temperatures, mm-hmm. you're limited to your cool weather grasses. So you have rye and fescue, but do a turf type rye.
Yeah.
Don't do just regular old rye because that'll get too tall, but do a turf type rye.
Yeah. And there's basically two types. You have your annual and you have your perennial rye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hopefully that helps. Get that soil healthy and maybe get some seed in there to get you through the winter. All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.